Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by the minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Give us your tired, your poor, your technically frustrated. We will help you. Accomplishment will prove to be a journey, not a destination. Good old Ike, President Dwight Eisenhower, said those words. And for my mind compadres back at our cerebral cortex in Lancaster, PA, I can hear the old jokes already. But Eisenhower was out of office before I was born, so cut me some slack. We are here for you. We want to help you get the best out of your website. We're here to give you the lowdown, the straight skinny, whatever you want to call it. We want to educate you and empower you with regard to your business website and getting the most out of it. If you have questions about web development, design, SEO, content marketing, PPC, social media, whatever it all means to your business, hit us up on Facebook with your questions. Just look for Mind Development and Design. You can email us at info@minddnd.com. Or you can just hit that juicy and quite lovely ask a question button to your right on our website. Want to give a big shout out to all of you listening to us on iTunes and Spreaker. Thank you very much for your support. All the love we're getting from Pinterest as well. Thank you very, very much. We're glad that you're here. And please, don't be shy. Give us some input here. Ask us some questions. We're glad to address them on the show. And in fact, this week's show, we've had a lot of questions about with regard to guest blogging and just what the truth is about all of it. So on with the show. We're going to talk about guest blogging this week, the latest area that has been spammed by black hat SEOs to the point where some of you actually believe it doesn't work anymore. Au contraire, mon frère. It does work. It's a great way to expand your audience and a great way to get legitimate links back to your website. But it takes time and effort to do it properly. Those old cliches are hard at work here. What you give is what you get. Garbage in, garbage out. Ask not what your website can do for you. Ask what you can do for your website. I don't know what my stinking presidential fixation is today, but I'm just rolling with it. We're talking about guest blogging this week, both giving and receiving, and some guidelines you should follow in that arena. Now, guest blogging was practically invaded by black hat SEOs in the wake of Penguin in 2012. The reason for this is because when Google's Penguin update was first unleashed, it totally blew up the various link schemes that black hat SEOs were using. Destroyed them. To the point where these black hat SEOs, and to be fair, SEOs who really didn't know what they were doing, got caught with their proverbial pants down and their clients suffered. I mean, there were people who were legitimately gaming the system, and there were also some SEOs, people who got into the business, thought they knew what they're doing, didn't know what they were doing, and they wound up unwittingly screwing their clients. But seriously, many businesses went belly up because their SEOs were engaging in black hat link tactics like link wheels and such. Well, this invasion of the guest blog medium by black hat SEOs has actually been amusing, and it's sometimes humorous. It's a pain in the posterior as well for those trying to do it right. But what happens in a nutshell is that black hat SEOs offer poorly written, sometimes auto-generated. I mean, it's laughable what some of this content looks like, and it's even more laughable and kind of sad, too, that some people actually accept this content. But black hat SEOs tend to offer poorly written, sometimes auto-generated content to website owners as guest blog posts. At that point, one of two things happens. One, the website owner doesn't really care about quality and just wants the content, any content. So they accept it either knowingly or blindly without checking. This happens a lot with AdSense sites. Or the website owner doesn't know good or bad content when they see it, and unfortunately doesn't get help when they really, really need it to scrutinize the material. Now, some of you are shaking your heads right now, right along with me. Here we go. Left, right, left, right. Left, right, etc. There's a reason, however, that there's so much lousy reading online. It's getting better, mind you, but there's a lot of bad content out there. It's getting better overall, but that's because the search engines, Google in particular, aren't giving you a choice, and it's really sad that it has come to this. I've told my 17-year-old son for years, I mean, probably going back to when he was 11 or 12, that to make your way in this world, you're going to have to adhere to some really dumbed down rules and regulations. And I don't mean to sound like a jerk saying that, but all of you listening to this, you know it's true. It comes down to the difference between law and ethics. Law is the bare minimum of what you have to do to be considered at least a somewhat civilized human being. Ethics is what you really know you should be doing. Ethics requires conscience and courtesy because it's a demonstration of how we ourselves want to be treated. There's a lot of selfishness in this human condition, though, and it's taken its toll on SEO and internet marketing as a whole. I mean, if you want to go even cast an even wider net than that, it's taken its toll on business. Now, you may be asking yourself, why is this guy on this ethical diatribe? Or maybe you're not and you're angry that I'm putting words in your mouth, but just bear with me. We're going to talk a bit about both giving and receiving guest blog content. First, let's look at giving and how your ethics are so important here. When you're offering content for another website or blog site to post, you're sending the message that what you're offering is so good that you would post it on your own site. But you're not, because you want to expand your audience and get some legitimate links back to your website. It's the truth. Embrace it. The website and blogs that you're submitting to or will be submitting your content to, they know you want links back to your website. It is no secret. Just embrace it. Acknowledge it. If you're a smart business owner, CEO, or whatever, you will want those links to be associated with excellent and truly helpful content. It's that simple. When you're submitting content for consideration as a guest post on another website, it's your job to make sure that content is so good that you would legitimately post it on your own site. Seriously. The key to successful blogging overall, but we're talking about guest blogging here. The key to successful guest blogging is offering content that you would sincerely offer on your own site. And that's what's hard for a lot of you because, you know, you want to keep your best content for your own site. That's what we've been taught for so many years. And while there is truth in that, you want to project your own personal standard onto the material you offer to others. That's the ultimate gauge, as long as your personal standard is high. Now, the insane part of this is that there are, unfortunately, a lot of business owners who treat this as an afterthought, and that's a huge mistake. This whole thing is a conundrum, too, because you want to put your best content on your own website, yet you want to offer the same quality as a guest blogger. Admittedly, it is a conundrum, but that's what we're dealing with here. Here's the main key for you. While in a perfect world, you want your best content on your own website, you must look at the big picture. Holding your guest blog content up to the same standard that you have for your own website content, provided that you maintain a high standard, hint, hint, it means two things that are beneficial to you. One, as long as you maintain a sincerely high standard with your blog posts, your stress level and blood pressure will be lower because you know that you are truly offering high quality work, high quality content to these sites. So you're going to have less worry, because as long as your standard's high, chances are you're going to get accepted most of the time. Second thing that's beneficial to you, these posts, which are opening you up to a wider audience, are of a high quality that reflects well on you and your business to this brand new audience you're exposing yourself to. Now think about those points, and you'll be shaking your head along with me with regard to people treating guest posts as an afterthought. They're really, really valuable to you. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about how to scrutinize guest blog submissions to your own site. Talk to you in a couple.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast with Mark Boyd. I'm David Atwood, and Mind Development and Design pays me to say nice things about them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
We keep our word. It's after these messages. So now, back to the Mind Your Business podcast from Mind Development and Design.
And we are back on the Mind Your Business podcast. Thank you, as always, for joining us today. In the first segment, we talked about scrutinizing the content you offer to other websites and blogs as guest posts. And the reason I started out with that, looking at the content you offer, is because it all comes full circle. You are going to, at some point, be on the receiving end of guest blog post submissions. Now, the interesting thing is that your own standards are going to be right up in your face. It's a really nice exercise to be on the receiving end of guest blog material, because it ultimately causes you, or should cause you, to be more critical of the material that you, in turn, offer for guest posts. The bottom line is sheer quality. You want to offer information that will make people feel legitimately more knowledgeable than they did before they read it. Sometimes the information may merely reinforce what they already knew, which is also very good. Now, you want to think about that when you're writing, but you also want to think about that in terms of the guest posts that you're reading to decide, hey, do I want to put this on my website or do I not? Does the information make people feel legitimately more knowledgeable than they did before they read it? Or do you think that it could reinforce what they already knew legitimately? Again, that's very good. When you're on the receiving end of guest blog material, you want to be very scrutinizing of it. Fair, but scrutinizing. Is the topic too general? Or is it specific enough to generate interest? Let's face it, today people tend to recognize BS topics that are too general. You go to a website and you see these everything sites that, you know, they're set up as blogs, informational blogs, news blogs, or whatever, and it's a whole lot about nothing. It's a lot of general topics. There's nothing specific enough to where you really even want to go beyond the headlines. You know, like 5 ways to live a healthier life. That's one. I mean, there are a lot of them out there, but that's one that's been beaten into the ground. And it opens a Pandora's box of legitimate criticism. The topic is way, way too broad, and it doesn't address specific needs like heart conditions, diabetes, or what have you. Now, also, eating right and exercising isn't a secret anymore. There has to be more specific and more substantial information in posts. And here in this segment, we're talking about people submitting guest blog posts to you. So you want to be looking at it. Say, is the topic specific enough? Is the information substantial? You want to use this scrutinization when you're looking at posts submitted to your website or blog. And you want to understand that this is the same standard you want to live up to when submitting material for posts on other websites. What goes around truly does come around. We tend to get defensive and protective of our own websites when some anonymous outside person wants to submit a post for our site. All of a sudden, you know, we want to be sure that that material is worthwhile. Yet, when we submit material to other sites, that is often forgotten. This is the most valuable tool in determining what to select as guest posts for your website. Truth is, even though there is plenty of spam out there, you also stand a very good chance of being on the receiving end of material that will serve both you and your guest blogger very well. And of course, will serve your readers, your audience very well, which is the most important thing. Because if you're serving your audience, then you know you and your guest blogger are going to get served. When you receive guest blog posts for consideration on your website, just ask yourself these questions. These are three simple questions here. One, is the topic too broad or is it specific enough to generate legitimate interest? Remember the five ways to live a healthier life example that I just gave? Number two, does the article give information that can truly educate and empower those people reading it? That's the truth of it, people. Knowledge is power, and there is plenty to go around. And number three, possibly the most important one, would you be proud of the article if you had written it? Because remember, this is going up on your website, and even though you didn't write it, it's representative of you and representative of your values. Again, your own values come into play strongly here. Use the same scrutiny on your own material that you submit that you would use on material that is submitted for consideration on your website. It's not any big, incredible secret. I mean, that's the whole key to successful guest blogging, both on the giving and receiving end. It's just simple logic and common courtesy. It's not any secret. Use the same scrutiny on your own material that you submit that you would use on material that is submitted for consideration on your own website. Simple logic, common courtesy, two factors that figure into dealing with the search engines, believe it or not. And we'll talk about that next week when I tell you what you don't want to know about Google and all the search engines, but you really should. It's going to be a good one next week. I look forward to seeing you then. In the meantime, thanks for tuning into this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Minds Development and Design and our good friends over at Fresh Roasted Hosting, one of our favorite homegrown PA companies. Send us your questions on Facebook, on our Ask a Question page, on the website, and you can also email us at info@minddnd.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business. Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.